This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Keith Cam, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise BizBytes. We're going to be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock. I'm in the studio with...
Frida Liu.
And Christine Wong.
We've already posed you a question on our Twitter or on our Instagram handle. It is how we read a story yesterday out of The Star, and it says that 47% of Malaysian youths have high credit card debts. Now, our question is, are you part of that statistic, and how are you dealing with that debt? That's a story that Frida will bring into us very shortly. Then moving on to how China's top streaming service hides their view counts and why they're doing it. Staying on with streaming services and TV, in fact, how some of China's kids were ordered to watch Saturday night TV with a full 12 minutes worth of advertisements.
Oh, wow.
And then wrapping up with story number four, how do you tell if a bot is human? So there we go. Let's kick off with story number one then, about this story of how 47% of Malaysian youths have high credit card debts. Frida.
Okay. No, well, this came out in The Star yesterday. So the figures, as you were saying, 47% of Malaysian youths have high credit card debts, while 38% have been identified as having personal loans. This is Assistant Governor Nazrul Hisham Mohamed Noor from Bank Negara Malaysia saying that. And he said that in 2017, more than 3,400 people between the ages of 20 and 30 sought counseling and help from the Debt Management and Counseling Agency, which is good that they're seeking for help. And this was this speech was done during the hashtag I Dare You Challenge 2017 for the youth to break that myth. It's not a myth. It's 47%.
Right.
It's not a myth.
And I guess it's almost half the population of the young kids.
Of the young kids, right? And it's a very scary thing. And I would like to hear what people have to say, feedback and all that, what they did. But I'm just going to ask you, Richard, have you been in that situation?
I've been in a situation where I've had.
Or are you still in?
No, I'm not.
You're not a youth.
Right. Well, thank you, Frida. I'm no longer in credit card debt because I don't own a credit card anymore. And that was a very conscious decision because there was I was in a situation where I had to use my credit card for travel, an emergency travel situation. But the credit card company that I was using at that time charged a 30% interest rate, which is huge. And it took me almost forever to pay it off. And I said to myself, the moment that I've paid this off, I would no longer use a credit card. And the way in which I did it is people always talk about you pay your minimum payment and then a little bit more.
Nope.
What I did was doubled my minimum payment wherever I could and paid it off that way to get it out of the way as soon as I could.
Right. So this is you. You probably got the credit card as a university student.
Right. Right?
They were offering all these things. I don't know if they're doing that here
now,
but during my time, obviously, if you don't have an income, you don't. Okay. I'm going to ask Christine though.
Hi.
Yeah. Oh, you know, she's youth.
I am a youth.
Rats.
I guess. no, I have never had a credit card debt, but that is not because of skill. It's because I've never actually had my own credit card. I do have a credit card, but it's a subsidiary one, not my own one. So I don't actually pay the money on that account, which is nice. But the fact of the matter is that I come from a relatively privileged background where I can afford to not have a credit card. I can afford to not have to take out any of these loans and stuff. For example, a big loan issue for a lot of people my age are student loans.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough and privileged enough to not have any. So, you know, that really comes from, you know, I'm kind of an atypical example, but I know a lot of people in my generation do have to take out these loans for stuff like that. Or even as they start to enter the workforce, housing loans especially have gone crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can understand why the statistic is the way that it is, but I don't know if that's the youth's fault or if it's, indicative of a larger problem with the system at hand.
I think part of it, as you just alluded to, Frida, was the fact that these credit card companies come into universities and during that fresher week or whatever, and they say, you know, we can help you out. You could sign up for our thing. It will be 0% for the first year or whatever. And that it's insidious the way that they actually do it, you know, and then you forget about how long you're going to be paying this debt off for.
Right.
And they offer very large amounts for students who at that time who are struggling for money, look at it as free money, don't really think about it as much as they should, and kind of look at, I know people who see a credit card almost as a rite of passage to becoming an adult.
Okay. Well, I've got a story for that. But even this whole idea about a lot of people, students getting loans, and I feel that that's so painful, you know, that someone at 18 gets a loan, comes out, and he's really riddled with this, forget about buying the house, forget about all that sort of thing. And in a way, that's also the responsibility of the parent, you know, as in, like, I know that I have one son, and I'm willing to sacrifice for one son, and that's why I don't have two children, because I would like to be able to pay for my son's education, up to university education. Of course, he has to fend for himself after that. I don't think I can do that with two, or want to do that with two children, right? So that's just responsibility on the parents' part as well, because I think it's easy to have children, but it is about their life and their maintenance. So I remember, so for me, my first credit card was when I first started work, and it was so exciting, right? You know, ooh, credit card. I'm an adult. And they approved this. And I remember getting into debt and then just realizing, it's a shiny new card, right?
Yeah.
And then just sort of stopping to realize that, okay, this is not going to, and it was just a case of, okay, I've got to pay this off in none of this minimum sort of thing, and just sort of work out how fast I can settle this amount.
Mm.
And then still knowing that a credit card is useful, because I travel, and even then, right? And it's useful, but to know that I've got to spend X amount knowing that I'll be able to pay off this amount.
Right.
At the back of my head, I know that I have X amount of spare cash that will be able to settle the amount. So that's also a lot of, discipline on my part, but it is a tool,
yeah,
right? And we understand that it's not evil, right? It's, you know, it's how you use it.
Yeah, yeah. So.
But I think that also comes with the problem of the fact that not a lot of people, are educated about how to use a credit card or what it actually or what it actually can do. I think that, you know, when banks do approach, you know, a lot of people who are in university, they approach it, you know, with the idea in mind that they just want to get these credit cards out. But the people using them don't necessarily understand why or how to use them properly, or how to take care of their credit card debt, or how to do this or how to do that. You know, there's a really, I think there is a massive gap, not only in Malaysia, but just in general worldwide, about, you know, financial education. Because when I was in uni, I had a debit card. A lot of my friends had debit cards that had overdrafts,
yep,
right? So that was kind of similar in terms of you had like an extra kind of loan, quote unquote, from the bank that you could tap into if you wanted to. My debit card didn't have one, as I was an international student, but a lot of my friends started to eat into their overdrafts because they just assumed
it was free money.
It was free money.
Yeah.
It's not free money, but it's that level. No, but it's that, like, you know, ignorance and that, you know, inability to understand exactly what are the consequences of using that.
They also had in the UK, I don't know, was it a switch card that you used?
What do you mean?
Okay, so when you get your debit cards in the UK, a lot of them have this feature on that they called switch when I was at university. So it could be Visa, it could be MasterCard or whatever. And what that allowed you to do is when you paid for, let's say, your groceries using your card, they would say to you, would you like some cash back?
Oh, yeah.
And then they would give you, £20 or £30.
Yep,
and again, so you're doubling up on the amount that you're spending, but not realizing it because you're putting that money in your pocket.
I never used the cash back thing because I was just like, I could just get my cash out at a cash machine. Like,
correct,
that's what that is.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to do that. But it's a very, like, weirdly insidious way of getting you to spend more without even realizing.
Right, right. Okay, well, this is a really interesting topic. If you are part of that statistic, if you find yourself in credit card debt, or if you have a loan, in fact, and you are part of that demographic, 20 to 30 years old, or if you know somebody who's part of that demographic and perhaps is struggling a little bit, you know, let us know. Let's have a chat about it. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or on Insta Story at BFM Radio. How are you dealing with it if you are part of that statistic too? Let us know. We're going to take a short music break. We've got the Queens of the Stone Age up next with No One Knows here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.